I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. An Iranian pastor who's lived in Turkey for over a decade is facing threats of deportation.
We're seeing this across the boards where Turkey is putting the pressure on, arresting or driving out ministries and pastors.
Joel Richardson with Global Catalytic Ministry says Pastor Mojtaba Ahmadi has been deemed a threat to national security despite his peaceful record in Turkey. Now, if he returns to Iran, he's facing further troubles. Richardson says Christians there have no recourse against government crackdown. And while persecution often strengthens the church,
it's not always that neat and clean and cut and dry. And the reality is oftentimes persecution does cause people to leave the faith.
Please pray for endurance of the saints in both Turkey and Iran, along with the protection and restoration of Pastor Ahmadi. And some believers aren't wasting any time getting God's word into minority languages. Collaboration is key to accelerated Bible translation. Dane with Unfolding Word says,
we're trying to bring all these people together and energize them about this work. If we tried to do all this work ourselves, we would exceed our capacity, but the network is very powerful.
He's referring to a global network of churches and church planters, all focused on translating scripture into minority languages.
We just finished our global church-centric Bible translation forum, and about 60 leaders representing 24 nationalities involved in church-centric Bible translation.
This story continues at missionnews.org. In the meantime, pray for new translation efforts that started at the forum. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.